It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me for another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, broadcasting at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights in the New York, New Jersey metro area, right here on 710 WOR and throughout America on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. I open by saying thank you to our loyal following of Mind Your Business, broadcasting on the radio since 2015, and say welcome aboard to our new listenership on our new home, 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. Mind Your Business, presented by Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, is now upgraded with new content, new distribution, new positioning on a robust new platform. Richard, that may sound familiar. Thank you. The weekly Mind Your Business radio show features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus such as Dr. Adrienne Boise, the Chief Experience Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, Dick Schulz, Founder and Chairman Emeritus of Best Buy, Michael McIntyre, Director of Business and Government Banking at Investors Bank, and so many other great business leaders. Joe Hart, President and CEO of Dale Carnegie, among hundreds of interviews. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's the platform that hosts every single show that we've had on the Mind Your Business program. Before we get to tonight's special guest, I open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the great team here at BLMG, Srili, Michal, Brocha, Matt, Miriam, Avigail, Malki, thank you. Special thank you to Darren and the programming team at 710 WOR. Zev Brenner, the veteran radio personality who precedes me here on 710 WOR. And, of course, a special thank you to all those that stopped me anywhere. Finally, we are syndicated on many channels. The list is growing. Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. Visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, visit them at NuckyRadio.com. The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of Mind Your Business shows in a Q&A format. I post them on my LinkedIn page frequently. And of course, we're on all the leading podcasting channels, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Player.fm. And never miss an episode on YouTube by subscribing to our YouTube channel at 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. Subscribe today. Now, without further ado, going to tonight's incredible guest. And there's a reason why I have him on from time to time. Richard Solomon, a noted attorney and business consultant. He's a published author, a journalist, radio host. He has a long list. And he frequently appears on radio and television discussing legal and business topics. Richard, thank you for joining me here once again on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for the honor for being a guest on your beautiful new platform.
Hey.
It's very robust. And you're actually on the part of the dial closer to where I am on the FM spectrum. So you're getting closer.
Let's give a shout out to the Solomon Channel. When are you on and what's the station that you're featured on?
The station I'm on is WCWP 88.1 FM in Brookville, New York. And you can catch us at WCWP.org. And all of my content is on the SolomonChannel.com. And thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. Well, tonight's show is a great topic. Is opportunity knocking or is it knocking you out? And we're going to discuss how to adjust your business dynamics to the uncertain and changing world we live in. Number two, we're going to get to why it's so critical to get the best advisors for your business. And we're also going to discuss how to make sure your marketing plan fits reality. So, Richard, I'm going to turn to you. You know, so many people are still working from home, remote work. They wish they can come into the office and network, but let's face it, there are dynamics that are very different than they were. Even a year ago today, early February, life was regular, normal. What are some of the, you have a great line here, dynamic uncertainty. What is dynamic uncertainty and how can someone deal with it?
Very much like a battlefield, there is ever-changing dynamics in a very active environment. Every new day, there's something new going on. There's course corrections and news information that changes how things are done. there's new realities too. For example, we just had a blizzard and yet there's no snow days anymore because the school systems, now that they're all geared towards remote learning, and we're doing a remote today. Normally I would be with you at the station.
Right.
And we were doing, you know, we'd be doing the face to face and instead we're doing, you know, the whole remote thing by Zoom. This was unheard of. Nobody in radio would have even have done this
right
a year ago.
That's
because
right
you lose the personal touch.
That's right.
The ability to share notes to
we
to
were
slide
always
a note
very
across
insistent. We were always insistent. We gotta do it in person.
Right. And now there's new realities. We have to deal with that ever changing dynamic. So there's a few things that we should probably talk about in this new dynamic.
Yeah.
And the first thing I would probably talk about is what should everyone be doing now, right now, not even about the horizon, because we'll get to that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things that you have to do as a business owner is update your clients on your best contact information. All too often right now, people are getting voicemails. You get a recording, you know, due to X, Y, and Z, you know, we're either understaffed or overwhelmed, and we'll get back to you someday. Sometime.
That don't help.
And you know what? It's a combination of the very long holds, the uncertainty when you're going to get called back, and all those customers who don't have the time to wait, or that, you know, they order an appliance breaks down. You call the company. Due to the high volume of calls, we cannot answer your call. Please leave a message. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
So the new reality is, how do you communicate with your customer base effectively, clearly, and more immediately than voicemail or we'll get back to you? The other thing is, do your clients, if you're in a service business, like mm-hmm. I'm an attorney
right.
or an accountant or a marketing person,
right?
Maybe people can't really call your office like they used to. They need to have either cell phones. Maybe you need to have two cell phones, one for private, one for business. And you have to at least be accepting calls during what is normally business hours. So maybe from 8 to 6:37, you should be answering the phone. Now, a lot of people home with children who are remote learners. Well, you know, that's a tough thing for parents because now they're school superintendents and teachers and you know, the catering service for lunch and dinner. So they're taking a lot of roles. So you have to be flexible knowing that your clients maybe are a little busier than they normally would be. Their hours. I think I read somewhere that there's more internet traffic now between sort of 9 p.m. and midnight for business purposes than ever existed before because
yeah.
people are actually waiting for the dust of the day to settle before they can actually get into the actual Geschichte
right,
of business dynamics. So that's the thing. You have to respond to people, even if it's just to pick up the phone and say, I'll call you back. I promise I'll call you back. It may be 4 hours, but I'll call you back. People need that personal touch.
Yeah.
Got to make sure that your business, that everyone's sharing the same calendar. Could you imagine that person A answers the phone and says, could I come and see you on Tuesday? Yeah. You don't tell somebody else, then nobody gets the Zoom link ready or the conference call number.
Yeah.
So that's an issue. Got to make sure that there's a commonly coordinated calendar,
yeah.
not necessarily the cloud, but something, just something. Now, we need more technology, but we also need less technology too. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Now, I just want to, just anyone that is just tuning in, my guest this evening is Richard Solomon, noted attorney and business consultant. Before we go to a break, Richard, how could people get in touch with you?
The SolomonChannel.com is the best way to get in touch. And during business hours, you can leave a voicemail at 516-371-4924. And then my answering service, because we're mostly remote these days, will page me. So ask to be paged. Ask to be paged.
Okay. But you do check your voicemail, right, Richard?
Yes, I do.
All right. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
This is Richard Solomon. If you're having a corporate event or a seminar or workshop and you're looking for a public speaker that's just a little bit different, why don't you give me a try? 516-371-4924. I'm a radio host. I'm a lawyer. I'm an author. I've been a lecturer. I've got a lot of really great war stories. And if you want to learn more, go to thesolomonchannel.com and you'll see all the great videos and everything that we've done over the years. We've done a lot of great stuff, including cash flow dynamics, things about small business, dealing with regulation, and surviving the challenges in this very tough and competitive business environment. 516-371-4924. 516-371-4924.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free one-minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text sign up on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 710 WOR. And my guest is the noted attorney and business consultant, Richard Solomon. Richard, thank you for joining me here once again on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for the honor to be in the same realm as all these other great guests. Makes me very humble.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, just a reminder, all the previous episodes are available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, Richard, before the break, we were talking about dynamic uncertainty. You know, I would say a football game, right? It was a big football game tonight. There's dynamic uncertainty in a football game.
But uncertainty gives you opportunity. And that's what people have to really think out of the box.
And that's why, Richard, it was your idea. Tonight's show is opportunity knocking or knocking you out. It's opportunity.
It depends on how good you extrapolate from the information that you have, because there are people who are getting crushed in this economy, and there are people who are exploding in this economy. Right. And look, what does business do? Business solves problems. And your job as a marketing person mm-hmm. is to convey the solution and why that solution is so important to the end user consumer. What is the solution to the problem?
Right.
You have a legal problem, you need a lawyer. You have an accounting problem, you get an accountant. You got a plumbing problem, you get a plumber.
Right.
Well, there are new problems out there that need new solutions, and there are new opportunities. And the people who are out there with their hand on the pulse, you know, checking out what's going on,
right,
are adjusting. They are creating more content right now. They're building up their libraries, like your YouTube library, your radio archive.
Right.
Other people may be sort of stagnant, waiting for things to happen. You can't wait. The business doesn't wait for anyone. What are the new realities? Like in your world, for example, advertising may not be what it used to be. You know, the idea of people getting a news article at a bus stop or mass transit point doesn't really make sense anymore.
Right, and we'll get to that later in the show. Yeah.
Right.
We'll get to those examples.
So maybe there's new venues to advertise in as opposed to old ones. Maybe people are relying more on radio now because they're sitting around their houses.
Radio listenership has gone up. All the studies have shown that. Yeah.
And people are hungry for good information. And the most important thing that people need to do is you can't listen to every pundit. You have to listen to the people who make sense. Not every person who's an expert really has transactionally usable information. You need to talk to the people you trust. You need to talk to your accountants. You know, talk about dynamic uncertainty. What are the tax laws going to be like? What's being projected? How does this PPP work? What are the loans like? What are the payback provisions? What are the grants out there? You know, it's constantly changing. And you got to talk to the people who are on it. And there's an army of people out there who are great professionals, and you have to tap into all of them. There's no one source.
Now, Richard, dynamic uncertainty. Perhaps you can explain from a perspective of the businesses that have been sailing in this economy, meaning doing great, but they have to keep their eye on the opportunity in 6 months from now, 12 months from now, because it's probably going to shift and not be what it is. For example, the people that are into PPE, right? How much longer is that going to be a booming industry?
Well, it's interesting because I happen to have seen and read that, you know, all the people that were trying to get in the early part were bringing in containers. I got phone calls, mm-hmm. people trying to get them into, you know, nursing homes, hospitals, this and that. And they were bringing in containers. But now that sort of the market has caught up and the items are fairly
available.
In almost every kind of venue you can imagine. I personally wouldn't decide that it's time to invest in a few containers or a shipload of, you know, this kind of equipment because that ship has sailed. You know, it's funny. A friend of mine once said, when there's a gold rush, don't go out there and get a shovel and start digging with the other miners. Your job is to sell jeans and shovels and canteens to the miners. That's the business to go into. So in many ways, you have to identify the jeans, the shovels, and the canteens and the things that go in the chuck wagon in this economy to be successful.
Now, dynamic uncertainty. Just want to hold on to that a little bit longer because I at the end of the day, business always has a certain amount of dynamic uncertainty. Even businesses that chart out. I mean, perhaps you can give give an example from like a business plan, right? Banks, when you sit down with them for a loan, they want to see a business plan. 6 months out, 12 months out, 2 years out. How realistic are really those plans? Do they factor in? Now, okay, it's a good, healthy exercise. You should set goals for yourself. But what tips would you encourage and recommend that a business, while they're charting out their days ahead, still, what tips can you share to factor in how to deal with and navigate uncertainty that's almost certain to hit?
Well, the first thing I'd probably say is you need to build in a lot of conservative estimates. You need to have more cash reserves for rainy days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think what was about the pre-pandemic world is there was certainty. The court system was open. You were able to get cases heard and processed. You were able to get things delivered, you know, in different ways. Mm-hmm. You would count on the fact that children were in school and you had certain blocks of time right. that they would be in school and you could go to an office. There was a certainty of that if you're in the office, there was an element of collaboration between all the people in the office. And as much as we have Zoom and all this Teams and stuff like that, I do not believe that that replaces interhuman face-to-face meetings. Yes, the handshake is gone and now we have to do the elbow. But you know, what you have to put in your plans is the fact that things aren't really stable. We don't know when certain things are going to return. You know, before the pandemic, we knew there was theater. There were performances. Maybe the show would be, this show would be successful, maybe not. But we knew overall that there was a Broadway. There were hotels. There was restaurant. There was tourism. All of a sudden, that collapsed. Now the uncertainty is, when are these things going to be effectively revived? And then the other problem that people face is you don't want to open and then close again.
Yeah.
Because of whatever reason. I happen to have a relationship with, you know, a music and entertainment venue in Long Island. And one of the concerns that they've had is, you know, can we open? And then once we're open, can we stay open? And what will the acts come? And will the fans come? And will they be less afraid?
Right.
And then, of course, you know, you don't even know how the vaccines are going to roll out. You know, you need right. one, you need two. And then there's these different strains. So who knows? Nobody really knows. So in planning, you got to have the worst case scenarios. And maybe you have to change your overall business model. The entertainment venue that I was talking about really has shifted to a television model because that's a safer, more predictable platform than live entertainment.
My guest is Richard Solomon, the noted attorney and business consultant. The Solomon Channel, that's what's the exact website, URL?
TheSolomonChannel.com.
That's simple enough. And he's on the radio. What station are you on every week?
It's every month. WCWP, which is CW Post Radio. Very WCWP, nice. 88.1 FM. And you can listen to us on the stream or get the app. We have an app.
Tonight's show is all about, in fact, the title is Opportunity Knocking or Is It Knocking You Out? And we're here with the noted attorney and business consultant, Richard Solomon. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful, but the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftless right here on 710 WOR. Tonight's show is all about, here's the title, Is Opportunity Knocking or Is It Knocking You Out? And I'm here with the noted attorney and business consultant, Richard Solomon. Richard, thank you for joining me here on 710 WOR.
You know, the alternative title is The Light at the End of the Tunnel, the Headlight of an Oncoming Train.
Uh-oh. Now, Richard, before we move on to your advice about getting the best advisors for your business, you always, and from many shows that we've done together, you always have a knack for sharing good, we'll call it tachlis, great tips for business, especially during the pandemic and as we, please God, come out of it. What are some tips that you could share that really every business can benefit from?
Your remote business has to really emulate a lot of business practices you do in the office. So for example, there's a shredder at the office and you shred all the financial information, the bank statements, the checks, the voided checks. You have to do that at home too. You know, because you're at home, that doesn't mean that the business practices don't matter anymore. You should probably use secure Wi-Fi. Some people believe that a VPN, a virtual private network, is in order for privacy. It's probably not a good idea to transmit your personal and business tax information on unpassword-protected PDFs to your financial advisors who are also working remotely. You know, in the old days, you would just go to the accountant's office, dump the stuff,
right?
Have a cup of coffee and go over some things, and that was how it was done. Well, now it's all either regular mail, overnight mail, or email. If it's email, it should be protected. And you shouldn't put in the email the password that unlocks the document. You know, so a lot of times what you should do is use the phone, the good old-fashioned phone, you know, and say to your accountant, hey, the password is mind your business.
You <know? laughs> Richard, you weren't supposed to say.
No, that's my password.
Oh, okay.
Mind your business, radio. Definitely use password protected PDFs. When you are communicating with clients, you need to be exact as to what service you are actually providing and the actual cost, because we're now working on little desks and laptops and cell phones. We're not going through the usual protocols that we may have in an office, like pricing sheets and all the things that we have to do a real estimate, you know, the way it's really done. People are doing more things on the fly. Things are much more impromptu. Things are much more informal. It's more like an email. You know, could you fix my I don't know, can you fix my gutters? Sure, $200. But I have, you know, a mansion, and I have 17 times the amount of gutters that the other guy has. So all of that gets lost. And then, well, then the guy gives you a bill for $2,000 and it says, well, the $200 was only for, you know, the normal amount of gutters for. You have so much more. I had to ask, you know, and then it's like, but you said, and then this is where communication style, precision all matters. And just these quick emails and texts don't really do the job that used to be done in formal business communication, where people had a form, it was filled out, people signed an estimate. Now everything's getting loose.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Should not let your receivables get out of control right now, because everybody's not necessarily near the accounting department. The receivable people are over in one place, the salespeople are somewhere else, and someone may be very, very behind, and the receivable people know that, but not necessarily the salespeople are hungry for more sales. And then you're taking on more business, and everybody says, I need more business, but you don't need more business that's not going to pay. And yes, I know that people are stressed, but, and you can give terms, and I'm not being unsympathetic to all the challenges, but you do want to manage your receivables so that they're not out of control. You don't want, as they say, too much money on the street. Yeah. Because it's the problem. And people are getting PPP money, and that's supposed to be help to pay bills. Make sure that your bill is part of those bills that are going to get paid. One very important topic to really talk about is insurance. You must have adequate insurance. I have not seen the amount of lawsuits, personal injury lawsuits, that have skyrocketed in the last year. And I just think it's because in the overall economics, I don't know if it's a combination of people are doing more things less safe, or there's more things that are unsupervised, or just people aren't paying attention, or there's something going on. But I've seen more lawsuits, and I've seen more uninsured lawsuits where someone would get a lawsuit, they give it to the insurance company, and the insurance company would say, your policy doesn't cover that, or you never had insurance for that. And that creates a huge problem and a stress on the business, you know, already in a very tough environment. Mm.
So, Richard, could we now move to the topic about your advice to make sure that a business gets the best advisors for that business, for the particular business that someone's in?
One of the things that people are afraid to do is to seek out real professional advice. They'll talk to their friends. They'll talk to their colleagues.
They'll get Google
indirect
it.
Advice.
They'll Google it.
Right. But sometimes the best advice actually comes from sitting down with someone and paying them for their time, because you could save untold amounts of money with the right advice, and you could bleed money profusely until maybe even the demise of a business because you didn't take the time to sit down with someone. Do I have the right insurance? Am I getting the right deductions? Do my contracts protect me in case of X, Y, and Z? Do I have good contracts when it comes to collection? Are my employees adequately trained? Do I have a good training system? Do we all need retraining in this environment? And what is the retraining that would be beneficial to myself? Please, do we need to change our technology? Maybe you need to sit down with a tech person and they say, those Windows XP computers, they got to go. They've been great.
Oh, man.
They've been great. And you've had them for a long time and they work.
A long
and they're just
time.
Of, you know, but they don't really work well. They're not secure enough. And I'm not trying to sell anybody's product, but there are... I remember up until a couple of years ago, there were a couple of businesses that were still using dot matrix printers.
Oh.
And I was appalled to see these printouts.
Like what?
And then this particular business sent me a regular, you know, letter. It was a particular law firm, but they sent a regular letter, not on dot matrix. I'm like, oh my God, they finally moved to the 1900s.
Was it delivered by like horseback or something like that?
It would come by regular mail, but it was dot matrix, and it just it cracked me up that I know what it was. They had a system. I mean, I don't know personally, but you could just tell. They had a system. It worked forever.
Right.
It was fully paid for.
And it wasn't broke. That's right. It wasn't broke. Fully paid for. And therefore, they're like, hey, if it ain't broke, why fix it? Why invest in new technology if it's working? But at the end of the day, the benefits and the features from all the new technology will make someone go 10 times faster, 100 times faster.
Well, it's faster, it's more secure,
yeah.
And it can do more things.
Yeah, more efficient. Yeah, absolutely.
And you want to take advantage of all the new applications that are available these days.
Right, right. When someone, by the way, on Windows XP, most, if not all, software today would not even run on it. Wouldn't even work. So like you said, you can't take advantage of all the new features. The browsers wouldn't even work on it. I mean,
how many times do you see not supported?
Right.
There's a reason why they say that.
Yeah. Yep. My guest this evening, Richard Solomon, noted attorney and business consultant, right here on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram, or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text SIGN UP on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 710 WOR. And tonight, this is a no-nonsense show tonight. In case you're just tuning in, don't worry. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And by the way, for those watching on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and turn on notifications. Tonight's show is all about, the topic is opportunity knocking or is it knocking you out? And Richard, thank you for that title. Now let's move on and discuss marketing. What are some of your suggestions? And of course, we could banter and discuss it together, that a company should have, especially in today's environment, to make sure it fits the, you know, no one likes saying the new reality, but the present reality, a marketing plan that fits the present reality. What are your tips when we discuss that subject?
Ironically, as a lawyer, I always talk about marketing with my clients because, you know, for example, perception. I have clients who want to start a new business and they say, oh, I want to do this. And then I say, I don't like that because the perception is going to be X and you don't want that perception for your business. So it's interesting that as a lawyer, I will do legal structures mm-hmm. based upon marketing realities mm-hmm. and the perception and the optics, which are very important. In furtherance of that, when I have to recommend that people engage in a marketing plan, you have to review what you're actually doing because whatever you may have been doing in the past may not work anymore. Right. You know, all those bus stop ads and the benches on bus stops and the newspapers that they hand out on the street or mass transit points. I don't know how that's working out right now. Ridership is down. People don't go to courthouses right now. So the idea of having sort of some kind of sign near a courthouse, even if it's for things as mundane as bail bonds and whatever, you know, that's all different because, yeah. You know, whatever you think worked, ask yourself, where are the eyeballs now? Where is the traffic? It's all shifted around. And you have to reach people, you know, there's so many crowded spots in the marketplace. There's, you know, the 700 bagel stores. There's the million gas stations. There's the 500 dry cleaners. And you have to, the plumbers and HVAC people and car detailers and engine repair people. There's all these businesses out there. They all need marketing because they need to show what their expertise is, how they're different. But how you convey that message is going to be very different now. How do you reach those people? If you're a musician, for example, you're not performing. And at some point, people are all Zoomed out. And for a long time, people were doing all these Zoom conferences. But at the end of the day, you have 50 Zoom conferences and you were busy all day, but nothing happened. You know, you were networking, you were doing this, you were doing that, you were talking to people, you're getting ideas. But at the end of the day, that cash register has as much money as it did at the start of the day.
That's a problem.
And nothing happened.
That's a problem.
So being busy isn't a metric that you want. It's, are you making money? Is your marketing yielding results? Is your advertising getting new customers? And are you retaining customers? Because people in a pandemic like this can forget about you. If you know, when you go to, like, for example, when you go to court, you see all the same people. There's always the same attorneys in the same courthouses. You see the same court reporters. You see the same delivery people. You see the same everybody. And sometimes because of those interactions, you'll be like, hey, Joe, Mike, I want to, could you do this for me? Could you help me with this? You're a tax guy. How would you handle this? That's all gone. And since you don't see those people, you need to sort of either reconfirm your connection with them or find new people to interface with. So
now, Richard, before we go on, you shared so many great tips. And of course, many of them are going to be included in our business class platform, which I know you're a big fan of. Thank you.
I am a big fan.
Yes. I just want to give a shout out to it. For those that are on Instagram, follow us on Instagram, Business Class Clips on Instagram. Again, Business Class Clips. Or those that want to get the WhatsApp daily broadcast. Again, it's micro learning. They're usually 60 seconds or less, and you get an impactful tip on WhatsApp. Just follow us, reach out to 718-594-6519 and text sign up. Again, text over sign up to 718-594-6519 and you will automatically receive for free. What do you get for free today? You get a business class for free. Isn't that worth it? That's worth it for free. Can't go wrong, right?
And for those free is generally regarded as a good price.
Now you know why he's a popular business consultant, friend, folks. Now, let's go back to what you were discussing before about marketing. From my perspective, the crafting the narrative is, of course, even more important today because there's a new set of channels to reach people. And it's more limited than it used to be. Like you said, mass transit advertising is really a great way, out-of-home advertising. But it took a hit now because transit ridership is down. And similar examples to that. Although, when life returns to normal, that will still be a great way to reach people. So you have to make sure to have a narrative. Then, like you mentioned, they have to figure out what are the channels that your target market is consuming. It really comes down to that. So, for example, if your target market is watching the Super Bowl, then, well, it's too late for this year, but maybe for next year you should have a commercial on the Super Bowl, because you have to always factor in where is your target market. Meet them where they are at. And they're not, like Richard said, they're not in the same places that they were a year ago. Yeah.
Not only that, but you may have to do more guerrilla marketing than you've ever done before. Yeah. You may have to go to the supermarkets, the big box stores, whatever, in the parking lot and have a big sign that says, engine repair, down the street, just because that's where the traffic is.
Right.
They may not be on the streets that you normally would expect lots of traffic, but they're all still focused on certain big box retailers that are open. So, for example, there's a big box store in a certain part of Queens, and I know that they have something like 30,000 people passing by a certain doorway each week. 30,000. So if you could put a sign on that door, right, that says haircut $6 pandemic special, you'd be
surprised.
Are they
going to get you? For those watching on YouTube, are they going to get you? Sorry. Well,
for me, you could have a $6 haircut because that would be profitable. And then you look at the little asterisk if you have hair a little more. but you have to really see where are the opportunities, and you have to be more guerrilla marketing oriented. Yeah. And that's a term of art. There's all these books on with that name. Now, what's also interesting is you have to answer the question, so what? Hey, this guy just wrote a book on X. But you got to answer the question, so what? If it's about the Civil War, Civil War medicines, well, so what? How's that going to make me money? It's like, it's important, and there's a whole museum dedicated to what the medicine was like back then, but we're raging a pandemic now. Unless there's something that they did then that's important that we can extrapolate from now, that's not helpful. So you don't want to be creating content that doesn't really
resonate.
Yield anything.
Right. It doesn't resonate. It doesn't connect. Right. It doesn't solve a problem.
And that's why you have to review what you do. And this is, you know, the one thing I can tell everybody out there is if you are a content creator, while there's still this lull, whatever you want to call it, create, create, create. Produce videos, produce podcasts, whatever it is, newsletter, articles, whatever it is, now is the time to create it and get it out there. Even if you have it in reserve and you'll unleash it later on as a rollout, but have it, because at some point the world's going to reopen and we're going to be really busy catching up. There's going to be this, in my opinion, a big effort to sort of climb out of all this and to catch up. And everybody's going to be beyond busy. And they're going to be too busy for mundane things like creating content. But if you have that in reserve and you maybe made a year's worth of newsletters and you know like how they do a game show, they'll record 7 or 8 shows in a row. You just change clothes in between things. And in one day they'll do a week. So in 4 days of taping or a week, you pretty much do a month and then you're good. So in a couple of months, you know, you've got a whole season under your belt. Well, in many ways, you have to adopt the game show taping strategy of creating all the content you could create now, have it ready, and then you could execute it, publish it, get it out there when you need. That also goes to sort of websites. This is now the time to create better websites. And that really goes into marketing, which is, does your marketing fit your website? Are the links working? Are there broken links? Are the phone numbers valid? I had a case, an adversary of mine tried to discredit our credibility by showing a web page. In my opposition to that, I said, that information is so old, if you call the number, it's disconnected. So I guess they just did an internet search, found some kind of old page floating out there. But you don't want your live content to be disconnected numbers, broken links, what is that? The 404 error, whatever it is, gateway error, you know, all those things, because people will lose interest with you like a hot potato.
Yeah. We have around 5 minutes left to the show. You always have great, tips to share. Any final thoughts as we come in close to the show, whether it has to do with dynamic uncertainty, advisors, marketing. What are some other tips that you could share with the listeners on Mind Your Business?
Read a lot. Not just the internet. There are great articles out there that talk about business dynamics, markets, things that are emerging. I think that people have a tendency to go to the same 5 or 6 websites over and over again to get their quote news or information. It's like, if you're sort of a lawyer, don't go to just a local bar association. Maybe you want to pop around and look. There's 62 counties in New York State. Maybe you want to see what's going around the state as far as news. Maybe you want to look at specific areas of the law that are emerging. Like maybe you want to check in on the commercial rules that have changed in New York State. That's all a brand new thing. You want to look at You got to expand your horizons. You can't listen. It's like, can you imagine only watching 1 or 2 channels on television for all your entertainment? You really need to have a big spectrum of food, of information coming in. You know how they tell you have to eat a wide variety of food and to get all the nutrients? Well, you kind of need that with information. You need to read in-depth articles, not just these bullet things, not just clickbait. People are writing all kinds of essays and analysis and things in detail. Look at the trade industries that are out there. Every trade has an association. Look, like if you're in a certain kind of business, your suppliers, for example, have a trade industry. What's going on there? You know, the trade shows, for example, they used to be in the Javits Center, and the Meadowlands, other places have temporarily ceased. Yeah. What's replaced them are these virtual seminars and virtual meetups, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
So now you have to work harder to dig deeper. Don't let that be a deterrent. Dig all the way.
Richard, before I let you go, we have a new feature now that we've joined, right? In this new, this amazing new station here, 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network. And that is that each guest shares an impactful business tip in less than 60 seconds based on either all of their initials or even one of their initials. What would you like to share?
I guess I'll go with R.
Okay.
I'll go with R for $800. I guess you need to review what you do. Review your metrics, review your content, review your protocols, review your staffing, review your insurance, review your advisors, and take heart. Am I doing what is necessary? And you have to ask yourself, what do I need to adjust? What needs to change? In this environment, there's going to be something that has to change. People have either gained or lost certain lines of business. They've gained or lost certain kinds of clients. What are you doing that's working? Do more of it. And what's killing you? Cut your losses.
This wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network for another great edition of Mind Your Business, featuring business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGNUP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.